You see her glance quickly at it. She's wondering whether there's a piece of Christmas pudding still sticking to it. And you stalk out with your nose in the air and can't ever go to that shop again. No, we won't spend our joey. Tuppence halfpenny left, tuppence halfpenny to last till Friday. This was the lonely after-dinner hour, when few or no customers were to be expected. He was alone with 7,000 books. The small dark room, smelling of dust and decayed paper, that gave on the office, was filled to the brim with books, mostly aged and unsaleable. On the top shelves near the ceiling, the quarto volumes of extinct encyclopedias slumbered on their sides in piles, like the tiered coffins in common graves. Gordon pushed aside the blue, dust-sodden curtains that served as a doorway to the next room. This, better lighted than the other, contained the lending library. It was one of those tuppenny no-deposit libraries beloved of book pinchers. No books in it except novels, of course. And what novels? But that too was a matter of course. 800 strong, the novels lined the room on three sides ceiling high, row upon row of gaudy oblong backs, as though the walls had been built of many-coloured bricks laid upright. They were arranged alphabetically. Arlen, Burroughs, Deeping, Dell, Frankau, Galsworthy, Gibbs, Priestley, Sapper, Walpole.